Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Looking at the cost of flights to Poland, we have with us the man who is expert in all things pricey. That, of course, being Connor Pope. Connor, good morning.
Well, Anton, if you're flying to Poland, you're not going to watch any football match because the match is actually in the Czech Republic. But there you go.
Well, it's Poland adjacent. It's like Stansted.
Exactly. And you know what? You know, you're right. The flight starts to spike almost as soon as the draw was made. And I think it's entirely predictable, both from the part of the airlines and indeed on the part of the general public and some politicians who reacted with understandable but really predictable fury. So, in essence, what happened is the draw took place on Thursday at around 20 past 12. At around 20 to 11 on Thursday morning, you could have flown to Prague on Thursday, March the 26th next, for around 30 or 40 quid. An hour later, the same ticket cost around 300 or 400 euro. And some of the flights were completely sold out at that price. And like, in essence, it's really basic. Like, it's basic economics. It's supply and demand. I can't imagine there were too many people in Ireland who wanted to fly from Dublin to Prague on March the 26th, the next, before the draw was made. After the draw was made, thousands of people wanted to get on that plane. And on the, you know, as the draw was made, there was only two flights from Dublin to the Czech Republic on that day. One from Ryanair, one from Aer Lingus. Roughly speaking, they could have accommodated 400 people in total. So when you can accommodate 400 people and 4,000 people want to travel, it's not really a surprise that prices spike so dramatically.
Now, what people will say, though, Connor, is that's all well and good. You suddenly have an increase in demand. That means that you have to try to scrabble supply from somewhere. But surely, if you say, well, we used to have two planes, we're going to throw on eight planes, well, you're still going to make more money by virtue of more bums on more seats. Why does the individual seat price necessitate leaping by such massive amounts?
Again, I'm in a slightly uncomfortable position here because I do not want to defend Michael O'Leary or indeed Aer Lingus for their price spike. But I think we need to be a little bit more realistic about how business works. These airlines are in the business of making money. And if they can charge more for a particular flight because the demand is there, they're going to do that. And you see that every single year in the summertime. If you want to fly to Malaga today, in the depths of winter, when not that many people want to travel to the Costa del Sol, you can probably get to Malaga for about 30 quid. If you want to fly to Malaga on the 10th of July next, when the primary schools and secondary schools are on holidays and hundreds of thousands of people in Ireland want to go to Malaga for the holidays, you're going to pay 300 quid. So the prices increase during the summer for summer destinations. But what you see in this instance is a kind of peculiar confluence of events in that nobody wanted to go to Prague at 11 o'clock last Thursday morning. At 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, everybody wanted to go to Prague. So the price just went through the roof briefly. And we've seen this over and over and over and over again with other major sporting events when the draw is suddenly made and suddenly everybody is scrambling to get tickets. And I would have to say to people that while you might be uncomfortable and your listeners might be uncomfortable that Ryanair is now charging 350 quid for a flight to Prague on that particular week when the previous week it's 100 or whatever it might be. You know, that's just how business works. And the one thing I would say in defense of Ryanair and Aer Lingus is they're not frog marching us onto the plane. They're not making us pay that money. So ultimately, it comes down to consumer choice. You have a decision to make. Do you want to pay 350 quid or do you not want to pay 300?
So is there ever a factor then, Conor, in those kind of things where something other than the direct capacity to maximise the chargeable fee applies? So let's say we take hotels. Is there ever a moral break on them where they think, okay, if we gouge like mad because Taylor Swift is on, it will have reputational harm on us, we'll lose long-term... Is there any other break that can apply, or in every instance does every business simply say, I've got you and I'm going to absolutely screw you to the floor?
I'm not sure morality and capitalism are comfortable bedfellows. And I think when businesses, be they hotels or be they airlines or be they whatever, say we're going to maximise our profits because Taylor Swift is in town or because whoever is in town, you know, they're going to do that. And we might be upset by that, but that's just the nature of the world in which we live. I mean, you could say, well, let's have price ceilings or let's have price controls, which would prohibit an airline charging 300 quid for a flight. But I mean, we're never going to get to that point. And to be honest, I don't think we should have those kinds of controls in our world. Because the one thing you would say about Ryanair, for instance, is they have driven down the price of flights across Europe for more than 20 years. So they have democratized air travel and they have made far more destinations possible. Now, what I would say to your listeners, and I think this is kind of an important point, is I say you don't have to give them the 350 quid. To fly direct to Prague. But there are many other options out there. If you want to get to Prague,
Poland, for
without
instance,
paying the big money, you can indeed fly to Poland. But one of the ones I did price, you know, in like hours after the draw was made, was you can fly from Dublin to Munich, okay? And you can get a return flight from Dublin, or you could get a return flight from Dublin to Munich for around 120 quid when I did the pricing, which is entirely reasonable. And then you can get a 3-hour train from Munich to Prague for 25 quid. So if you wanted to, you could get to Prague, albeit with a slightly more circuitous route, for 150 quid. Or if you had three really good friends, Anton, what you could do is you could take the ferry from Rosslare to Dunkirk, a very storied location, but people going the opposite direction. You could go from Rosslare to Dunkirk and then take the 10-hour road trip from Dunkirk to Prague, and then come back on the Friday, and you could get it all in for €125 per person. So there are ways that you could do it if you are so inclined, although I do have to stress that I'm not suggesting that someone takes that long and arduous road trip across Europe to see Ireland play, because wouldn't it just be horrendous if, heaven forbid, we don't beat the Czech Republic? And the journey home would be really miserable.
It's sort of jocks are going to Stuttgart all over again, isn't it?
It is, but you know what? I think that it's important that we don't lose sight of the national exuberance that last Thursday week and last Sunday created. I mean, that's something that we should really celebrate. And in some respect, the giving out about price gouging from airlines is entirely to be expected. And it's part of the process. It's like, I would prefer to be on your show today giving out about high prices for flights to Prague then I would be not on your show because Ireland had failed to qualify for the playoffs. So I think
it's like the Kubler-Ross of football. It's just one of the phases. The price gouging comes after bargaining and before acceptance.
It 100% does, and sometimes I listen to opportunistic politicians, and I know the word opportunistic and politicians rarely go together. But sometimes you listen to some politicians, and they're giving out yards about airlines, or they're giving out yards about hotels. And part of me is thinking, lads, what do you expect? These people are in the business of making money, and they're extremely good at making money. So if they can make more cash, that's what they're going to do. And incidentally, I think it is worth pointing out, and I did hear Michael O'Leary speaking on News Talk Breakfast on Friday, yesterday, and I think he did make the point, and this hadn't even crossed my mind, that if Ryanair decide to put on an extra 7 flights from Dublin to Prague on March the 25th and March the 26th next year, they're going to be full going from Dublin to Prague, but they're going to be empty coming from Prague to Dublin, because there's no real draw for Czech people to come to Dublin on the 26th of March next year. So you do have to also factor that in. And I think another really interesting point here is the match is being played in Prague in a stadium that has a capacity of 20,000. Under FIFA rules, the away team, which is Ireland, gets 5% of the tickets, which is around 1,000 tickets. Yet around 5,000 people, based on the aviation statistics, will be flying to Prague And you'd have to wonder, the next big question is, where are all those lads and where are all those boys and girls going to get their tickets
bargaining
for the actual match?
That's phase four. Connor, thank you so much.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.